From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Now, a story about happiness. Specifically, the happiness that one of our music commentators found not far from home. Here's Michelle Mercer.
I recently joined my local community chorus, the Harmonium Choral Society of Madison, New Jersey. This 80-voice ensemble sings interesting, eclectic repertoire and is open by audition only, so I was happy when I made the group. But not as happy as my fellow choristers, it turned out. During rehearsals, they're often as giddy as sugar-high pre-adolescence.
But actually, speaking of massage, let's do that. Okay, massage, that way.
That's Harmonium's long-term director, Dr. Ann Matlack, leading us in a conga line group massage, part of our standard warm-up.
Switch.
This merry camaraderie made me a little uneasy, and after a few rehearsals, I realized why. Cults also use singing to build happiness and community. I joined the Church of Happy Harmonizers. You probably know a chorus singer or two. Their wardrobes include a lot of music-themed t-shirts and tote bags. They have a habit of breaking out into song mid-sentence. These are the people who try to get you to sing Happy Birthday in a round, or at the very least, in six-part harmony. Chorus humor is very Mensa and inside. In rehearsal, singers will bust up at the well-timed mention of a difficult scale.
And on that happy note, we will sing an octatonic scale starting on C. Go ahead and use your arm.
It turns out there may be physiological reasons for choristers' ecstatic happiness. A few years ago, University of Manchester researchers discovered that the saculus, an organ in the inner ear, responds to low-frequency, high-intensity sounds, like singing. The saculus is connected to a part of the brain that registers pleasure. So you get immediate pleasure when you sing, even alone. When you sing with a choir, the joy is multiplied. Like most Harmonium members, Murray Spiegel doesn't want to discuss his saculus. He's just thrilled to have found his own kind.
I felt at home instantly. I love the fact that everybody's enthusiastic, very welcoming, very joyous about what they're doing, and that's the type of person I am.
Harmonium director Ann Matlack likes to feature challenging repertoire. She says members enjoy striving for excellence.
To me, it's a lifestyle of active participation in the arts, not passive, but active. What we do in rehearsal is hard work. And that's why they come. They don't come to sort of lay back and, hit the remote.
Spread us. What is a written invitation you want? Okay, ready. You're dragging.
And while remaining,
go.
Rehearsals do become more rigorous and disciplined as we near a performance. I find an almost archaic satisfaction in this effort, as does alto, Mariam Bora.
When you completely do a song and it just clicks, you know that you've worked hard for this, and it's just amazing, an amazing feeling.
But there's more to the joy of choral singing than goofy fun or a rewarding work ethic. For its 25th anniversary concert last spring, Harmonium commissioned member bass Jabez Van Cleef to write a poem about the choral experience, which composer Edie Hill set to music. In There Is No Age, Jabez says he tried to articulate the altered sense of time and space that singers sometimes have in performance.
Getting out of your music and being in a place that is in some peculiar way out in the middle of the air, halfway between where the chorus is standing and where the audience is sitting, is what we're all after. We want to get up and out of ourselves and collectively occupy that space. In order to do that, something happens where we forget about how much time is going by.
My first performance with harmonium was this past December in a Morristown, New Jersey church. We sang a contemporary piece by composer Randall Stroop, We Beheld Once Again the Stars. The music is set to a section of Dante's Divine Comedy. During this piece, I finally got it. When you submit to an ensemble, streamlining your own voice to the mass of sound around you, you lose your ego and your sense of separation from others. That's singing's deepest, most convincing happiness, I think, the real reason choristers keep coming back for more. And as long as there's music, I'm glad to be one of them.
Commentator Michelle Mercer sings alto in the Harmonium Choral Society of Madison, New Jersey.